All right, Cavaliers basketball. That's why we're here. That's why you're there to talk about the Cavs. I guess the more recent news is the signing of Mr. Rondo. Now, how do you pronounce Mr. Rondo's first name? I get two different ways going with this.
Well, first of all, Bruce, I'm hearing myself two, three times
there
here.
You go,
so
thank you. There you go. I was off last week. Les was here last week, so I've
always pronounced it Rajon Rondo.
All right.
And I looked that up last night just to make sure I was correct. And not that I'm saying, well, I'm right, but on the official NBA guide, it is Rajon Rondo.
Okay. Just needed to know that because for many years when he was with Boston or whatever, he was always a nemesis for the Cavaliers in his early days. I always remember that. But he's been
Listen, this is a tremendous acquisition for the Cavaliers. Rajon Rondo is a winner. He's in his 16th year in the league. He's won a couple of NBA titles, an assists champ, a defensive team of the year. The all-defensive team, I guess, is how I want to say that. Rajon Rondo is an outstanding player. So to be able to acquire a guard of this caliber after the real tough loss of Ricky Rubio, hats off to the Cavs organization. They filled that role very, very well.
You know, Tim, I think this is a signal to everybody. The Cavs are in it to get in the playoffs.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. I think the start of this season, you looked at it and you go, well, it's a small sample size. And then it just kept rolling. And now we're only four games away from the halfway point of the campaign. So you look at this team at 21-16, and the halfway point will be 41 games. So you're going to be above 500 no matter what happens here tonight against Memphis and as you head out on the road swing. And I'm not saying they're going to lose four straight. I'm just saying at the halfway point of the campaign, the Cavs will be above 500. And at that point, you start looking at playoff basketball as far as an end goal is concerned. So there's no doubt they went out and they got a winner because they feel they've got a shot as far as making the playoffs.
More recently, injury for Isaac Okoro as well. He's out for a number of weeks. It's been tough on him. He seems to get into a groove and then some injury issues take him out of the play.
Yeah, boy, for the Cavaliers, just another piece of adversity. Isaac, this happened in the game the other night. He grabbed that elbow and immediately went to the bench, and it's the exact same injury as far as the description that Evan Mobley had a couple of weeks ago, that sprained elbow. And for Evan, it was going to be 2 to 4 weeks. Fortunately, he got back very quickly in about the two-week time period. They're saying 2 to 3 weeks for Isaac Okoro. So let's hope he mends just as quickly. And Bruce, to your point, he had been playing so very, very well, especially on the offensive end where his output had really picked up. Then he had to sit out with health and safety protocols and was kind of finding his groove again once he got back, and now he has to sit for a while. So that's tough, but hopefully he'll mend very, very quickly and be ready to go in 2 to 3 weeks.
Talking with Tim Alcorn about Cavs basketball, you mentioned how they're going to head out on the West Coast as well. They had an early part of the West Coast in the season, and they kind of fared pretty well. That was when everybody started to think, hey, there's something going on here. What can we expect with the teams that we're going to go through this time around?
Well, you can't overlook Memphis tonight. That's at home, and they're out of the Western Conference. And, of course, they beat us on opening night, the very first game of the season. But to your point, after the Grizzlies tonight, Cavs will have Wednesday and Thursday off. And then a very grueling trip starts on Friday night in Portland. And, of course, we'll reunite with Larry Nance Jr. out in Portland. It's a ball club that's still trying to find their footing. First-year head coach in Chauncey Billups, and, of course, C.J. McCollum, Damian Lillard, so they've got a great backcourt. And then after that, it's Golden State on Sunday, and I saw some reports yesterday that there could be a Klay Thompson sighting on Sunday, and, boy, that would be great news for Golden State. It would present a tough challenge for the Cavaliers, but you know what? He's one of the great players in the NBA. You want to see him on the floor, so Golden State playing exceptionally well early in the season. So that's a tough one. And then a back-to-back because you go to Sacramento on Monday, Utah next Wednesday. And then it's a west-southwest conference trip, or per se, because they'll close out the trip with San Antonio and Oklahoma City. So, yeah, that's a tough one, and hopefully the Cavs will fare well. But as I said, you got to get by Memphis tonight first.
Tim, you mentioned we're coming up on the halfway point. Do you have a most pleasant surprise, either among the players or maybe how the coaching staff has related to these guys and pulled them all together?
Well, that's a great question, Craig. Well, first of all, as far as on the floor, there would be two. Unfortunately, his season is now done, but Ricky Rubio, I mean, he just sparkled in his time on the floor for the Cavaliers. He was simply outstanding. So that would have been number one. And number two, another one of the bench guys in Kevin Love. I mean, he just seems reinvigorated. He seems to have found the fountain of youth with this role coming off the bench. He has been exceptional. So as far as surprises per se on the floor, it would have been those two, because certainly Evan Mobley was highly regarded coming out of college. I don't think anybody thought he would play to this level this quickly, but everybody knew he was a very, very unique talent. And then to your point about the coaches, you know, J.B. Bickerstaff opened up a lot of eyes during the offseason and training camp when he said, we're going to go with this big lineup. And, of course, NBA game today is a small ball league, and it's three ball driven. And J.B. was adamant and passionate about his belief that skilled big guys can beat small ball. And so far, it has been true. And when they are on the floor together, Jared Allen, Evan Mobley, and Lauri Markkanen, that's as good a front line as there is in the NBA. And JB stuck to his guns. He believed in it. And so far, it has come to the fruition as far as the effectiveness of that big lineup that he preached was going to work, and it has.
Now we're into the winter months. Getting through the schedule as well. But the All-Star break coming up in February. Who do we see on our team? Because it's going to be at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, there's an added little bit of a bonus to that from the Cavs that would be most likely be on the floor that night.
Well, the Cavs certainly have some worthy candidates. Jared Allen, if he's not on the All-Star team, I would be absolutely shocked. He has just had a tremendous first half of the season so far for the Cavs. He's playing at an All-Star level. Unfortunately, we haven't seen Darius Garland in the past week to 10 days, but he's another one before he had to sit out with health and safety protocols. DG has taken his game to a whole nother level. He is just playing outstanding basketball. So those two would certainly be at the top of the list, and perhaps even Evan Mobley. Again, the way he has performed as a rookie. Now, there's some real tough competition there in that front line as far as the Eastern Conference is concerned. So Evan may have to wait for his opportunity to be in the All-Star game, and it will come. He's definitely got All-Star games in his future. But as far as this year is concerned, certainly Jared Allen and Darius Garland. There is no doubt in my mind those two should be wearing the All-Star uniforms of the Eastern Conference.
All right. Well, I know they're getting excited for that in February. Hopefully there's certain protocols in place and things will work out well, because the way things have changed, we know that at this point you're back to the monitors, right? Calling the games off the monitors. Getting used to that again?
Yeah, we are. I mean, I guess fortunately, that's a terrible way to phrase it, but fortunately we did it last year, so there's the experience of that. Jim and I have settled right back into our same chair, same monitors, same system. And again, I cannot thank enough and praise enough the Cavaliers engineering department and production department for making this work for Jim and I. It's a challenge, but boy, when I hear some of the highlights or I listen back, it sounds like we're sitting right in that arena between the crowd noise being pumped in and the effects that are added. So that's very cool. And the Cavaliers give us multiple monitors to look at. It's not like sitting in your family room just watching one television. There's multiple monitors, and so your head's on a swivel a little bit. But yeah, we're going to be at home when the Cavs are out west, so it'll be late nights down at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. But you know what, guys, in the end you're calling basketball, whether you're live in the arena or watching it on television. The fans, they want to know the score and the time and who's playing well, so that's our job. And hopefully we're delivering that product to Cavs fans.
Yep, and you got to listen to all the whole game, because you never, if you tune in, you think you know the what's happening, tune out, tune back in. Things change in a matter of minutes sometimes in NBA games where you think we're down by a lot, we're up, okay, we got this game, no problem. You tune in and it's like a last second shot to win the game. So there's a lot of
that's action. The beauty of it, Bruce. I always say it doesn't matter what the sport, it's the mystery of it. You know, you sit down, you get ready to call a game, and you just don't know what's going to unfold. And so you're right. There's a lot of that in the NBA, a lot of ebb and flow and momentum changes, and that's the beauty of it.
Yep, absolutely. And luckily, the Cavs have been coming up on the top end on many of them. We appreciate your time, Tim. We'll talk again next Tuesday as the Cavs will be in the middle of their road trip.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Tim Alcorn joining us, talking to Cavs basketball here on WEOL, brought to you by your Northridgeville Convenience in Oakland.